Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
And this is member-supported Jazz 90.1. Good afternoon. I'm Rob Linton in for Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we welcome you here to Soundbites on this day before Easter Saturday.
Okay, I got to interrupt here, though.
Already?
Why doesn't this reach anymore? Yeah. It's reached all...
Folks, don't worry. You don't have to adjust your radio. Yes, we finally convinced our boss.
No.
You our boss to come in and help us.
Do some real work.
Nick Francesco not to show up.
You didn't have to convince me. I love... It's like the olden days.
You are so full of it's it. Like, it stinks all the way over here, and it's a small studio.
It's the old days. You remember when we all used to work together down at the other place?
Yeah, and you used to get up on that
that's
step
right.
stool, and we just see your head just over the
that's right.
the
that's
counter
right.
when well, we were in the other room, but we can't get away from you this way.
Oh, my gosh. And actually, we should let people know, too, that for the first time ever, I've taken you off the buttons, and you're sitting over on the other side.
Yeah, that's
so
a,
you
no
can't
problem.
Do
but,
any
hey,
damage.
The big thing, big damage I got to do right now is remind folks, we're getting closer.
That's right.
We're getting a lot closer, folks. We're just about there, and it'd be great between today and the rest of this week if we could wrap this fun drive over.
Well, and I want to stop you really quick because we already need to thank a member here at Jazz 90.1. I already want to thank, and I'm going to make sure we can here. Let me just make sure. Is it okay? Yeah, it's okay. Rodney from Rochester, thank you so much for being the first pledge this week on Soundbites. We appreciate it.
And for you other folks that are out there just waiting, you know, to pick up the phones, give us a call at 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And today, you can really get back at Rob because go to our webpage, jazz901.org, and pledge online. You can do it securely. None of your information is going to be passed out or anything else like that. The most you're going to have is we're going to turn around and, you know, thank you, folks. Because, well, again, it's because of your dollars that we're here. And we're one of the unique shows for this station.
You guys are unique. Now, listen, I got to tell you something. I want to bring this up, Dave. Do you remember a couple of years ago when we were at the other place?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the show...
That was quite a few years.
How long has it been now?
Seven, eight years?
Have you guys
8
been
years.
Here?
8 years.
Because it was Labor Day.
Yeah. No, we started June 5th.
I thought it was Labor Day.
No, June 5th.
Okay.
It was June 5th. I remember because we wound up going to, you called us over and said, hey, tell you what, we got to meet for lunch. We met at this one place. Nick, Steve, I, and you sat down. And the first words out of your mouth is, all right, I've got Saturday open from 12 to 2. When can you guys start?
Well,
we hadn't even ordered yet.
I didn't think the sodas came yet. Yeah.
Yeah. And we said, well, how about June 5th?
Well, one of the things, too, is, you know, when the other place, the commercial radio station, cut the show, I mean, it wasn't just to you guys. They didn't cut across the board.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I mean, that was the beginning of the end.
And other folks know what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they've been followers of us for quite a few years.
And, you know, one of those things, when you think about it, when you guys promote the fact that this is America's longest running computer show, it is. And
yeah.
I could not let that die. Because there really wasn't a lot of places for a show like this to go.
No.
I said, come on, let's go. Let's go over to our place.
And you know what? And this is what we tell our folks week after week when we're in these pledge drives, that you took a chance on us because we are the only talk show on the station.
That's right.
It is so off the wall, left field. It's unbelievable,
that's
folks.
Right.
And you took a chance on us. And you know what? Our listeners said, you know what? We're glad you're here and we're going to support it. And we need you folks. We only come twice a year. One of the other places that we did work at, we came at least 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Begging.
At least.
And you know, these other places, they get funding and you know, they get big bucks. We are seriously, all member supported.
That's right.
So if you folks don't step up to the phones, you know, and pledge there or online, we could be just dead air.
That's right. And I want to let people know, of course, we're taking your computer questions today. Dave and Steve are here, ready to take your calls. I'm just pressing the buttons because I was telling you guys earlier, I know nothing about computers. So if anybody calls me with a problem, I'll just stay to reboot it.
Yeah.
You know, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299 is the number to call to make that pledge of support. We are in the second weekend of the Spring Pledge Drive here at Jazz 90.1, going into the third week, and we've got a ways to go. So if sound bites means anything to you, if it has ever helped you get through a computer crisis or problem, if any of the guys have ever helped you on the air resolve an issue, please make that call and make that pledge of support. We're going to start out this afternoon by talking with Carl from Pottstown. Carl, thanks for calling Sound Bites.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good, Carl. How you been? How's things out in Pottstown? Still warm?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard they were a little warmer down there than we were up here.
What can we do for you, Carl?
Well, I have a question about Internet Explorer. I realize they should probably be using Chrome Firefox, but I've been using Internet Explorer, and I've been noticing not only on my home computer, but on other people's computers and computers where I work and so on. If you go to certain complex web pages, when I say complex, I mean things that have a lot of videos running or things flashing or maybe ActiveX or JavaScript running in the background and so on, sometimes it slows down the web browser to a crawl to the point where you try to scroll and it won't even scroll for about 30 or 45 seconds, and then it might scroll a little bit and then stop again, and sometimes the X in the upper right-hand corner doesn't even work. Sometimes the only way to get out of that, for me at least, is go to Task Manager and discontinue the task. I was just wondering, is there any way to make a computer not do this either with a faster processor or a faster video card or anything?
Well, let's back up. What operating system are you running?
Windows 7.
Yeah, there's one issue.
Well, it's more likely that because that complex website, Internet Explorer is having trouble rendering it all. If you go to that same website in Firefox or Chrome, it would probably work better.
Also, if it's a Windows 7 machine, the age of the machine.
And how much memory does it have?
Yeah. The memory, the processor, there's all different factors, how much disk space there's there for it to cache things in and out, your pipeline to the internet. I mean, you can have slow periods, you can have fast periods. It's just like, you know, there's one that advertises all these blazing fast speeds, and if you want to upgrade, and folks go ahead and upgrade, and they don't see much of a difference. Because, again, it's all relative to the number of folks in your area and how much time of day. I mean, yeah, they can sit there and say, oh, it'll do this fast speed. But again, it's all relative to how many folks are on there, the time of day, and your machine. There's a lot of variables. It's just not cut and dry.
And trying a different browser would let you know whether it's the browser or your computer.
Try the Chrome browser just for tickles and grins, because that is fast. I mean, in my Chromebook, I opened that up, and boom, Chromebook's there, and surfing is unbelievably fast.
That was sort of the initial point of Firefox when it came out. It was supposed to be the lean, fast browser because IE was so bloated and piggy.
Oh,
and then
an understatement.
Well, and then Firefox started adding more and more features and adding more and more plugins, and got slower and slower. Then Chrome came out to be the lean, fast browser. You might want to try launching IE without plugins. There's a safe launch. So hold the Shift key or Alt key, something like that, while you're launching IE. And it doesn't load any of the extra plugins. You may have a plugin that's bogging it down.
Yeah. A lot of different options for you to try there, Carl.
Well, I'll give the suggestions a try. Thank you very much for your help.
All right. Have a good Easter.
Thank you very much, Carl, for your call. And I want to take an opportunity to thank Brian from Rochester, who just called in and pledged his support here to Jazz 90.1. Thank you very much, Brian. And, you know, so many reasons to support this radio station and this program. How many years you guys been at it now?
We're coming up. 27 years this Labor Day. Yeah, it's been, you know, I mean, we go back a long time.
You guys were talking about computers before people had them in their homes.
Well, we go back to the 286, and I remember my very first PC. The very first one I had was a PC Junior.
Wow.
And that was the graphics on it was unbelievable.
We had an Apple IIe in our house.
Well, there's two computers I worked at. The very first two that I ever worked on was at Kodak. And in this one analytical lab that I had, we had this upright case. And it was in there as modules. So we wrote because we worked nights in BASIC, a lunar landing module program.
Oh, wow.
and you had to control your speed or that and thrust and all this other stuff and land the thing correctly. And then other than that, it was a trash 80 with 8-inch floppy drives.
Floppies. Gotta love those things.
Yeah, 8-inch. Wow. You know, I mean, it's...
Remember playing Oregon Trail on those things.
Yeah.
966-JAZZ, 966-5299, the number to call to get your computer questions answered today and also to pledge your support, too. We're looking for your help. If you enjoy sound bites, if you want this program to continue, and we'll talk a little bit more about the technical support aspect of it coming up in a minute. But first, speaking of Brian, we want to go to Brian right now, who's on the line. Brian, thanks for calling Sound Bites. How can we help you?
No, thank you, guys. I just wanted to, you know, give a personal thanks for the another year of great service and information.
We appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, it's something that radio and media needs more substance. You know, how many more times can you listen to Kashmir, right?
You know, you
always, always one more.
But actually, my first computer was a VIC-20 with a tape drive.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, and half an hour to load a program. Uh-huh, something would happen like 29 minutes into it.
Oh, yeah. I remember at Kodak also when we started getting the first IBMs in, they had dual 5 1/4 floppies. And then one of my first jobs once I got into computers there was going around putting in 5 meg hard cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's all the room I'm going to need. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You know, Bill Gates said, I think it was Bill Gates said that no computer will ever need more than 64K of memory.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was one of his famous quotes.
And then and the next one was 640 megs, because that was the next barrier. And then so every barrier we came across, it's the next barrier. So now well, it's was, now it's 16 exabytes is the barrier.
Whenever, you know, and you just hear, wow, I just got a hard drive with 270 meg. You know, it's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what am I going to do with all this space?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Put recipes on it, I guess. But anyway, I made the jump to Linux 2 weeks ago. And you guys helped me out quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not have any luck with getting USB wireless to work. So I took your advice, spent $16 on Amazon, and got a wireless card. And I think that's what you're going to have to do, especially as the crush of Linux callers are going to start coming in. So there's really no way to get that USB Wi-Fi to work until you have your hard card working.
Unless you get a machine that has USB Wi-Fi or a USB Wi-Fi card that's already supported by the OS.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I know. Well, my stuff was really old, and you have to keep in mind too if you're using an older. This is my garage machine, so you know.
That's going to be the case for a lot of folks. You know, these older machines that are running Windows 7 or maybe even XP, they're pulling them up and, you know, giving it a shot just to try it out because it works fine. It doesn't need all the horsepower and everything else that Windows does.
Yeah, Linux picked up my sound card and my mouse. It picked up my monitors. It was actually a very flawless, painless installation. Just because of my antique stuff, I can't blame Linux for that. But it's a very, very compact and very excellent system.
Yep. Well, like I say, hear me now, remember me later. I think the two big things that are going to be coming up is, one, folks are going to, instead of going to the Windows environment, exploring Linux. Because they are making it more and more user-friendly. As far as, that's the desktop. As far as the laptop world, more and more folks, myself included, are going to Chromebooks. My Chromebook does everything I need it to do. I mean, I can do the Google Docs. I can do Google Forms. All the photos get uploaded because it even has a USB 3 port on mine. I can go ahead, put in my USB drive, load the photos right on up to Google Photos. Everything is stored up there free of charge. I don't pay a penny.
Yeah, and one thing I ran into about 3 weeks ago in my work computers, which I still run Windows 7 on, is that we put in a new printing station for our eBay-type stuff and some of our more retail offerings, and I needed to, the new system I got needed a library that didn't come part and parcel with Windows 7. So I went to Microsoft to download a library for the install, and you cannot have libraries anymore or anything like that until you upgrade to 10.
They're biting more and more into there, and they're going to make it so rough for folks. And, you know, it's scaring a lot of folks because they know, you know, granted, this version of Windows 10, we'll talk about this more after, you know, down the road here, but Windows 10 is being forced on you. This coming month... You have no choice. That's the music that tells us we got to take a short break.
Yeah, we want to remind folks to give us a call as well. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. A lot of computer questions coming in, and we need a lot of pledges to come in as well. If you want to make sure this program, Soundbites on Jazz 90.1, continues, do give us a call and make that pledge. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. I'm Rob Linton in this week for Nick Francesco, joined by Dave Enright and Steve Ray on Soundbites. We'll be back. Make these phones ring on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's 90.1. I'm Rob Linton in for Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are looking for your calls and pledges of support here at Jazz 90.1 as we continue on with our spring pledge drive. Want to take an opportunity to thank our latest member here, and that would be Craig in Rochester. Craig, thanks so much for your pledge.
Yes, thank you very much.
And so those guys have done their part. We need the rest of you listening right now to do your part, too.
Need to pick up the phones and give us a call at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-5299.
What? Wait. You just made your own, your own phone number.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
See,
let's do the numbers again.
Let's try 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. See, I'm so used to looking off to my right and the flyer's right there. And this here, I'm looking through the mic stand. This is weird for me. Hey, since we've been here, I have not been on this side sitting on my butt. It's usually Nick and Steve.
You usually sit on your butt, but on this side.
No,
you
know what I mean? I never sit.
Right. Listen.
You're the only old man there. It's got, oh, I got to have a chair. I got to sit.
I do have to have a chair.
And this chair is crappy.
I'm sorry.
And I sit there and do my Thursday night show, and I do Saturdays. I don't sit.
Okay. Well,
oh, man.
I do.
All Jeez right. Louise.
966-JAZZ, 966-5299. A lot of folks calling in with computer questions. We need a lot of folks calling in, too, with pledges
of
support.
And you can
support.
Do it also. While you're listening to this show, you can do another tab and just go over to jazz901.org and
That's
pledge
right.
safely there. The only thing we'll do with your information is send you a thank you. And there's a lot of great gifts with your membership. I mean, if you go to the $1,000 level, Rob will come over and clean your windows for you.
I'll cut the grass. Yeah. For $1,000, we send Phil Knott over to cut the grass.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of great gifts.
That's
the new
right.
sweatshirt, the zip-up sweatshirt. I like that one. I got to get one of those.
A lot of people are going to be sporting those at the XRIJF coming up soon. We're going to head back to the phones now while you're calling in with your pledges. We have a lot of folks waiting. Mark from Webster. Mark, thanks for calling in today.
How you doing today, guys?
Good, Mark. What's up?
Well, I just got, that's probably a simple fix, I'm not sure, but I just have, I'm pretty much just a YouTube video guy, email, and look up things and make shortcuts to look them up later and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just noticed when my Internet Explorer is up and running and minimized down below in the system tray, all my shortcuts and everything will maximize and open up fine. And when Internet Explorer isn't open, everything opens up to like a 3x5 window. I can never get anything to maximize ever.
Yeah, that's been a problem with Windows forever. It doesn't remember the window size you set it at. One of the things that
it's
often...
One of the features, as they put it. Yeah, right.
One of the things that often works is when the window is open, make it the size you want it to be. Don't maximize it. You know, manually.
Yeah, I've stretched it before, and I've even new windows and closed the tab on both windows.
And
I've tried all the little fixes they've had, but...
Once you get the window size you want it to be, hit the F5 button. And that's supposed to set it and remember that size.
Yeah, save it.
The F5, huh?
Yeah. F5.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. I'll try
hey,
that.
That's why. And you a member?
Yeah.
All right. That's what we want to hear.
There is an option.
I got to keep up Nick's end of the job since he's not here hounding folks to make sure that they, you know, are members of Soundbites and of this great station. Mm-hmm.
There is a weird, not a weird, there's an option you can make on the shortcut itself for any application in Windows that you can tell it to always open full screen.
Well, then when you get full screen, you don't see any of your toolbars or anything else.
Right, that's the side effect. The Mac has that feature too. So full screen is nice, but I want the window to fill the screen except for the toolbars.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and that there's not an automatic way to do that in many cases.
So left 5 will do it.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, guys. I appreciate your help.
All right.
Take
care.
Thanks so much, Mark. We appreciate the phone call, and we're looking for your calls and pledges as well. What are the numbers, Dave?
The numbers are 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or it comes right here to Rob's phone. You can go to jazz901.org.
My phone? My phone?
Yes. You get the email.
No, it doesn't come to my phone.
The comes, email
comes
doesn't.
To the comes
email
to the station's email address.
It comes to the. Oh, you're. Yeah.
The email comes to Rob's phone, so you keep him busier than he already is, getting confused, trying to do my job, which he learns isn't as easy.
You think I'm confused?
Add one more task to his.
You think I'm confused? Do you think
you know
I'm
what?
Confused?
I haven't seen your butt sit in the chair too much.
Do you want to know why? Because I'm young and peppy.
Right.
All right, listen, we're going to head back to the phones. We got a lot of people
Steve
waiting.
The chair, then.
He's half your age.
That's right.
I think he might be half my age, too.
That's right. Let's head back to the phones now. Andy in Greece, thanks for the call. And Andy went bye-bye.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, I didn't do where. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I trained him for a couple weeks, and he always messing up. Dropping callers. They sit there, probably members that, you know, pledge thousands of dollars, and he's dropping them.
We're exceeding the capacity of the phone system here in the studio.
No, not, Rob's capacity.
Not quite designed for a call-in radio show.
Yeah. No, and you know, that's one thing.
That wasn't my fault.
Yeah, okay.
No, it wasn't my fault.
All right. Yeah, that's okay.
You know what? Be happy there's cameras in here right now because... All right, Al in Penfield. Al, welcome to Sound Bites. Thanks for calling today.
Hey, thanks for entertaining the call. It sounds like a different dynamic this morning.
Oh, it's a great dynamic. It's a wonderful dynamic.
Yeah, folks don't realize back in the day, we, the three of us, Nick, Steve, and I, were in a separate studio. He'd be in his own little cubicle.
That's right.
And we could have more fun with him, pick on him, because he had to step on his step stool to get up over the board to even see us. No. You know, he's grown up with us.
And literally.
Literally. All those years when we were at the other station, we worked with him and taught him everything he knows.
Yeah, right.
All right. How about a computer question? Go ahead.
Well, not quite a computer question, but
yeah, go ahead.
Just harking back 6 or 7 months ago, Rob Litton and I had a little conversation about making donations to your wonderful enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to remind folks, and you may want to add it into your tag, that there's things like the Rochester Area Community Foundation that people can make donations to Jazz 90.1 to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's only because I've spent the last 2 days playing with taxes that it's coming to my mind, because it's a tax advantage to the donor.
Yeah, a lot of businesses, companies you work for will do donation matching.
Yeah,
they will. Yeah,
yep. So you know, check for the company you work for, check for other organizations you belong to, and many of them do donation.
And we appreciate that reminder as well, because there are a lot of different ways you can support Jazz 90.1. Of course, we have a lot of them here, but there are a lot of companies too. You can send it through like the RACF and organizations like that a lot of people don't think about. And the matching donations are huge. In some cases, some of these companies will double or even triple donations that you make
because
to charitable organizations.
It's a tax write-off for them,
That's
too.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, it's a win-win situation all the way around. The station gets to stay on the air. You get the tax deduction, and so does your company.
Yeah. It's a great thing. It really is. Yep. We appreciate that very much.
Yes, thank you for that reminder,
so
sir.
So, just further, anyone who's on the keyboard or on the phone right now, if you are using the Rochester Area Community Foundation, what you want to search for is not Jazz 90.1, but you want to do Greece Community Broadcasting.
That's right.
That's the umbrella that you guys work under, so that's how they can find them.
Thank you very much.
Yep, we appreciate that very much, and definitely, if anybody ever has any questions about donations and that kind of thing, feel free to give us a call in the office, and we can help you out as far as that goes. The number to call to pledge your support for Sound Bites is 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Our latest member online coming in, Frank from Rochester, renewing member. Thank you, Frank. That's going to be your job. Just hitting the bell. That's all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can't. No,
you got to slide the button there for Frank to talk, Rob.
No, Frank pledged on the internet.
He's not on the phone.
Will you let me push the buttons over here?
Well, you said the latest pledge.
I said the latest pledge on the internet.
Which is true.
That's okay, Steve. You know, he's new. He hasn't done this
in a
while.
He's been...
Almost a decade.
So there's all those blinky lights over there. He doesn't quite know what to do with.
Yeah, the shiny lights.
You know what? I don't know if I could fire volunteers, but I might. I don't know. All right, next up, Andy in Greece is back.
What the best thing that happened to this station? What are you talking about?
Andy, thanks so much for your call. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We did finally, after, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years of procrastination, finally did get in and set up a Jazzomatic last week.
So. Awesome. Right. Thank you, sir.
Let it not be said that I don't get to it eventually. The problem is I'm usually, when I'm listening to you guys, I'm out doing my weekly running around.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the constabulary takes a dim view of using your cell phone while you drive your vehicle. So, I didn't want to get a ticket. And,
yeah, please don't do that. We do not advocate that.
Then I can't afford to give you a donation. So,
exactly. We'd rather give it to us than, the city for being texting on the phone.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Couple things.
Yeah.
Last week or the week before, you talked about Cloud Ready from Neverware. And I actually went in, printed off the instructions, and actually knew for me. I actually read the instructions carefully. I'm getting...
You're dangerous, dude.
But I actually followed the instructions, went and got a memory stick the right size, because I didn't have one. Did the whole thing and actually was able to resurrect the ThinkPad that we had for my son in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it wiped out the drive and put in the Google browser, and away we go.
He's
got a computer back that can now be used.
Yep. Isn't that cool, though?
It is. And it didn't take as long as they said it would. So, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
And it was under their time estimate by almost half.
I think, like anybody else, they'd rather be on the long side than people sit there saying, oh, geez, it took forever. But if they told you it's going to take X amount of hours and it takes less, they're always the good guy.
Yeah. I know how that works.
Yep.
And for those that don't remember, Cloud Ready is a Chromebook experience to let you put Chrome OS on an old laptop. And it works really great on old hardware because it's a web browser. It doesn't need super whiz-bang hardware. And it's free for personal
you
use.
You can check when you go to the site.
Mm-hmm.
It says find your computer to see if it's compatible.
Yep.
And as long as you got your model number and whatnot there, you can go through and you can find it. And there's a huge list of stuff there.
Cool.
Yeah, great way to resurrect an old laptop.
The Lenovo stuff is a nuisance because the model numbers that they put on it, you got to hunt all over the box to find it. And, but I did find it eventually. It was right at the top of the list, so I was like, cool, I can do this.
Oh, good.
And so that worked. Let's see, third thing. A couple weeks ago, Nick said he did a presentation for one of the user groups in the area about using cloud applications or whatever, and I may have misconstrued. I thought he was saying that there was like a Google users group out there or something, and so I'm trying to see if there is one.
Yes.
I know it's a pretty simple item, but I've got a Chromebook, and I'm finding it took me several tries to get the print function to work with my network and my equipment, and now, the Cloud Ready thing was pretty fast and simple.
Yep.
But, there's little things about where do you find
things in
the hamburger menu and things like that.
Yeah, there is a Rochester Google group called Rochester Googles. Currently meets the first Thursday of every month at St. John's Home, is it? I think it is. And Nick does speak there. Nick attends quite a bit too because he's so big into Chrome, and he's written a couple of books on Chrome too. Yep. You can find on our website.
I'm sorry, that was the Rochester
Googles, and it's the first. I just lost the page it was on. First Thursday of the month.
And where do they meet?
It's different. Depending on the month, but right now they've been meeting at St. John's Home, on Highland Avenue. Mm-hmm. I believe that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, because I'm involved with the Apple users group, we're always trying to find cheap meeting space, especially free meeting space for nonprofit users groups. So we tend to often move our meetings around. Depending on who has a free meeting space that month, but right now they're going to be there.
Okay. And do they have a website or anything?
They're on Google Plus, plus.google.com, and I will post a link to their page shortly.
Okay.
All right.
Did we settle everything for you?
We did. Andy, from Greece. Thank you very much for calling in. Also want to take an opportunity to thank our newest member who just pledged online, Richard in Rochester. We appreciate your support. Dave, how else can people pledge? Do tell.
Oh, if they pick up the phones and give us a call at 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, like we like to do it, keep Rob busier, is go to jazz901.org and fill out the form right there.
It is.
We've got a lot of great gifts, CDs and shirts and jackets.
The soundbite shirts. Have you seen the soundbite shirts? How about the mouse pads?
Yep. I mean, we've got it all.
I mean, even though people may not use mouse pads anymore, you'll use this mouse pad.
Well, some folks still do, you know, I with do. The desktops yeah. and all that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, desktop hasn't gone away totally yet.
What I've found is if your desk is too smooth or too transparent,
well,
yeah.
The optical mice don't see it. So we've run into customers now and then that have a glass desktop.
A glass yeah. desk, yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
doesn't work because there's yeah. nothing for the camera to see.
That's yeah. right.
They got to put it on a piece of white paper or something
yeah.
so it can get the reference points.
One of the things about this program is it is free technical support. Now, I don't know what yeah. shops are charging nowadays per hour for computer
I
problems.
I think the average in-shop rate is probably around $85 an
hour. And that's just to walk in the front door.
Yeah, I mean, to get cleanups and everything else, that's usually averaging between $120 to $160.
And if you need a part.
That, oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And when you call this program, you're getting that service for free.
So and we offer, you know, they can go to the Security Tango.
Yeah.
Where we have products there that we recommend to you run on your machine, and it'll help keep your machine clean.
Yeah.
That's one of the other pluses about a Chromebook that I want to just throw in here for
you
a moment.
You guys in the Chromebooks.
This Chromebook, yeah. though, here's the thing with the Chromebook.
Yeah.
You don't get viruses, spyware, malware, any of that.
Yet.
Because it's a browser.
Oh, I got
it's
you.
Just a browser. That's all you're using is a browser. Yep. There's no OS to run.
And you can ignore any message that pops up and says you're infected with a Windows virus.
Nick was sitting right here running his Chromebook.
Yeah.
And he got a message that says, oh, you better stop now. It's a flashing thing that says, you got to stop right now because your Windows PC is infected.
And he laughed. And that was it. Yeah.
And we go, really?
Yeah.
Cool. How'd they do that?
There's
no OS on this one.
The number to call to make your pledge of support is 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you enjoy sound bites every week, and we hear from so many people who listen to this program not only live, but also will listen to it on the podcast via our app, via your website. And it's a great service that we like bringing to you. But in order for that to happen, we need you to pick up your phone and give us a call and make that pledge of support. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. So important to hear from you. Pick up your phone, give us a call. I'm Rob Linton, joined by Dave Enright and Steve Ray. We'll be back next on Member Supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on Member Supported Jazz 90.1.
And you were listening to sound bites on Member Supported Jazz 90.1. I'm Rob Linton in for Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are so glad to have you along with us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Tomorrow, Easter Sunday, looking nice.
Yes.
Temperatures of 60 60s. To 60. Are you getting a bike out?
No, not
You're
yet.
Not getting a bike out?
No, we got too much going on. Easter dinner and church. And
the temperature has to match the speed, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's that. You got to wait for the salt to get off the road, and then it takes a good month or two for people to remember there's bikes out there.
Yeah. You know? Well, the salt, for the most part, with the past thunderstorms that we've had, has taken care of that issue, yeah. but it's got to warm up a little bit.
Well, it's going to be a nice weekend, and it's turning out to be a nice day here as well. I want to thank Mary Ann from Rochester for calling in and pledging. Thank you very much to Mary Ann. And also want to thank a longtime member of this radio station. We're so grateful for his support, David from Baldwinsville, New York. Thank you very much, David, for your support. Now we head back to the phone.
Wow.
That's near the corner of Walk and Dole Walk, isn't it?
It's near Syracuse.
Just outside of Syracuse. Yep. I've got a sister-in-law that lives there.
Yeah, you have a lot of sister-in-laws that live a lot of places. You got a big family.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an understatement, dude.
966-JAZZ, 966-5299. The number to call to ask your computer questions today and also to pledge your support. We head back to the phones. Lynette in Rochester. Lynette, thanks for calling in. How can we help you?
Hi, I recently tried updating to Windows 10. I currently have Windows 7,
mm-hmm.
and I have an HP Pavilion PC,
mm-hmm.
1226S. It's a desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tried to do this last week, Friday, it took forever to download. I got through all that. I couldn't connect to the internet. It's you know, it kept coming up that you cannot connect to the internet. I tried calling Roadrunner. My modem and router are fine. I was referred to Microsoft. I called them, and they said I'm missing a network adapter driver for Windows 10. And they helped me go back to Windows 7, and they said all I have to do is download it. But when I go to HP.com, I don't see a driver just listed called Network Protocols, or I'm sorry, Network Adapter Driver.
You have to put in your model number or model name, and the network adapter should be, or it could.
Yeah,
it,
usually do you go to HP, and there's their driver section. You go there. Once you get your model and there's drivers, you go down the drivers, and they usually have different categories, whether it's the audio, the video, the sound, or networking. You got to click on that plus sign for the networking and scroll down that. There could be quite a few of them.
Is your network card on the motherboard, or is it a separate card?
I have no idea.
When you plug in your Ethernet wire, is it in line with the other jacks, or is it perpendicular on
like
in the slot access?
I don't know. But right now I'm on HP.com and I plunked in my Rawlink wireless network controller driver. Would that be the right one to download?
No.
Are you using wired or wireless?
Wireless.
Then yes, that is the right one.
Okay. So, well, I don't know that much about computers, and I kind of learn a lot reading the newspaper and listening to shows, so I didn't want to download something that was the wrong thing and mess up what I have.
Well, when you're on the HP site for your computer, they're all the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's two ways to do networking. You can do wireless networking, or you can do wired networking.
Okay.
And each one has its own separate driver.
Yeah, because usually under that tab, you know, like I was saying, under networking,
it might have been called motherboard.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is usually they line the products that they put in that particular model. You know, once she puts in that specific model, anything listed is usually something that could be on that machine, whether it's on the motherboard or on the card.
Mm-hmm.
So by the networking, you could go with both. If there is still, which I wouldn't doubt, built into the motherboard for hardwired networking, and she's got a card in there with a little antenna for the wireless.
HP might even have a section in that support page you're on for Windows 10 upgrade. Recommendations.
Check there.
Things to do before
wireless,
you upgrade.
Those wireless cards don't work very well anyway, do they? My desktop at home has one. It does not work.
Part of the problem with computers in general,
wireless.
But desktop specifically, is that the case is metal.
Yeah.
And radio waves don't go through metal very well. So many times, especially on a desktop, you'll have an antenna that sticks out the back.
Mm-hmm.
On your laptop, you often notice that there's a plastic hinge cover between the top and the bottom of your laptop. And that's where the antenna is, on that plastic,
because
it can't get through the metal of your laptop either.
And also within the house, the barriers that could be within a house, you know, where your modem is.
And a lot of times you put your desktop on the floor under the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hides it. So I ended up just disconnecting my wireless card, and I just plugged it in.
Yeah.
I ran a cable.
In fact, with desktops, it's not that common to have wireless anyway, because desktops were usually meant to be wired. But now we're seeing more and more computers are adding wireless because it's so much more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So wired is faster and better and more efficient. Wireless is more convenient.
That's right.
So that wins.
Right. Well, Lynette, thanks so much for the call today. We appreciate it. And if you got a computer question, give us a call, 966-5299 this afternoon. And guys, we need the phones to ring with pledges too.
Yep. And that's going to take them to pick up the phones and dial 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415, or securely online at jazz901.org. While you're sitting there at your computer going and writing down all the advice that we're getting here at member supported. That's the key thing. Member supported. So it's through you folks that we sit here every Saturday. And, answer your computer questions.
Well, I got to say this, too. Usually you guys have a friendly little thing going on with the Polka Bandstand Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked much about it this year, you know, who raises the most money, that kind of stuff. But the Polka Bandstand is whooping your tail.
Well, that's nothing new.
No. There's been times you guys, I think there was once or twice you guys beat them. I don't remember.
Maybe weekly, but I don't think overall.
Overall, no.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because what? They've been here 30 plus years?
35 years this summer.
35, yeah. And...
So we keep telling them they have to go off the air for 3-4 years. Yeah. So we can catch up.
Yeah, so we can catch up. But you know what? We know our listeners are out there, and every year they, you know, twice a year they come to us and say, yeah, we appreciate your show.
Yep.
And, you know, pick up the phones, go online, or they even mail in a pledge.
And actually, that's a really good point. I want to thank everybody because a lot of folks have mailed in their Soundbites renewals already. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to everybody that's done that. Of course, all of the people that pledge during the week when the show's not on the air, we have a lot of that as well. So if you've pledged already for this spring pledge drive, thank you very, very much. If you have not yet done so, now's a great time. The radio station collectively has a ways to go before mm-hmm. we hit that goal, but we could do it a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
A little bit at a time.
Like they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's what we're slowly doing. It's just eating away at it and eating away at it. And,
yeah. How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Steve, there's a joke there somewhere, isn't there? 966
No, don't
jazz.
Go you asking him.
966 Jazz.
You want to get in trouble with the FCC?
966-5299, the number to call for your computer questions today. Of course, the guys are here answering your questions, but we're also here, too. We have volunteers standing by ready to take your pledges of support. And the Jazz-O-Matic member level is awesome. If you don't want to part with, let's say, $120 or $150 right now, you can pledge $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you want to do.
All right, not to scare people off. They think, oh, well, then I'm getting into commitment.
Nah.
No. If you go ahead and say minimum is $10 a month, you can start it and stop it at any point in time.
That's right. Yes,
you know, because like anything else in life, you know, certain things come up and you might have to stop it for a little while. That's okay. We understand it. Life happens. But you know what? Just taking the effort and donating whatever amount you can afford, that's what we appreciate mm-hmm. because there mm-hmm. is no wrong amount. And, you know, but you got to pick up the phones or go online and do this and make it happen. Because the other thing, though, is you can't rely on, well, you know, there's other folks. They'll take care of it. No, they're not. Not everybody's going to do that. And the one thing we hear, I know Rob hears along with me every year that we're up there at the Jazz Fest, is, oh, I love your show. You guys do such great work.
No, we love that, by the way. Thank you.
Oh,
we love hearing
that. You know what? But what? There was over 130,000 people that come to the Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
If every one of them, and this is just adults, that's not counting kids, would stop by and just drop off a buck.
We wouldn't have to fundraise for a whole year.
We
would not have to fundraise for an entire year.
We would not have to fundraise at all. And that's the other thing. You know, every year, Rob gets tickets, passes to shows at the Jazz Fest, and we just give them away.
That's right.
You know, and we don't make you do all these other fancy things like so many other places do. He usually just says, all right, tell you what, be this certain caller, and you can get it. That's it.
That's right. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. People calling in now, and we need you to keep calling in as well. Keep the show on the air, because once we're done with the pledge drive, by the way, once we hit our goal for the spring, you don't hear us talking about it again until October.
No, we're getting ready for the Jazz Fest.
That's right. We're getting ready for the Jazz Fest on the Soundbite side of things. You guys will just continue to come in every Saturday and spend 2 hours answering computer questions. But in order for that to happen, we need you to make that call.
Oh, one other thing that I was going to plug here is come April 20th is the Soho show down at the Rochester Convention Center. And we're going to be down there. Nick, Steve, and I are going to be down there, you know, greeting folks like we do every year. And, you know, take computer questions. And we'd love to see you folks stop down there. And don't be ashamed, you know, to pledge down there, too. You know, you can pledge all through the year. Just because we have these fund drives twice a year, you know, show up at the Soho show, and come on down. There's a lot of great exhibitors in that. Like I say, we're going to be there. All of us, Rob's going to be coming down. Derek's going to be
there. Actually, I won't be there this year. I won't be there.
Oh. You're doing something else on 420,
actually,
aren't
you? Actually, I'm going to be, no. I'm actually going to be in Las Vegas.
You're going to NAB?
Well, yes, I am.
You jerk.
I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. The National
Wait a minute. He suckers us going into Soho. He's off to Vegas.
We'll trade you.
Oh, we got to talk to management.
First of all, I'm not going to Vegas to vacation. The National Association of Broadcasters Conference is every year. And
it is
humongous. And I go there and we have great ideas and conferences. And we bring it back here and...
It's getting deep.
Because you got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
It's
know
getting
when
deep. To walk
away. I love that commercial with Kenny Rogers. And yeah. Everyone is just going, oh, shut up, yeah. Kenny. Yeah. Shut up.
All right, the number to call is 966-JAZZ. We want to get a couple more pledges in before the end of this hour, and we know we can do it with your help. Pick up the phone, go online to our website, jazz901.org, and pledge there. If Nick was here, he'd be – usually by week two, he gets pretty intense of the pledge drive.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He gets intense.
Mm-hmm. And if it has to go into next weekend –
yeah.
You folks better stay in line. That's all I'm saying is, you know, Nick, we're yeah. pushovers
yeah.
for it right now.
Yeah, actually, coming up next hour, Steve, I'm put you on the spot because I'm going to ask you about Apple Watches. I'm on the fence about it, and I need you to either tell me I should get it or why I should not get it next hour. Okay. How versed are you in watches?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right.
They just came out with new bands. That's the big thing. Once you buy the band, it's like every 6 months you have to buy a new band.
Well, there's that. And also, like, you know, is it a waste of money? Of course, they just announced that the cost of the watch is coming down.
Drop the price, which
they
is always good.
They dropped the price a little bit.
Starts at $299.
You got to turn your mic on in order to be able to be heard on the radio.
I didn't touch it.
You did. You got so
I keep
excited.
Seeing you turn his on and off.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't blame me, Jackie. I'm not in the controls. You're sitting there. You said you know how to run the board.
I do. I do. And to think I used to run a 50,000-watt AM radio station with you guys, too. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, the number to call. Nick Francesco out this week. He'll be back next week. But we need you to pick up the phones. Of course, you can give us a call with computer questions as well. But we'd love to hear from you with a pledge of support. You know, I keep going back to the tech support thing, because we all have had to bring our computers in a shop before, and we've all had to bring our computers into a shop and go, please don't hurt me too badly with the bill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you guys offer that in-depth support every week.
Yeah, we do. And you know what? We got to thank, though, the folks that do take the time to turn around, because, you know, we do week after week give out a lot of advice. And every so often, there's a number of folks that have called in and said, you know what? They call us back and say, to shock the heck out of us, is, you know what? I tried what you said, and it worked. And we just sort of sit there for a few seconds and go, it did? Write that one down, because it did. But you know what? That's the fun that we have with this show. A lot of folks think that we pick on people. No, we don't pick on people. We have a lot of fun. And if you folks listen to the show long enough, you know that.
That's right.
That, you know, we try to make it so you don't get frustrated with that computer that you want to smash it through the window. Well, you know what? Right now, that music.
Well, hang on. Most importantly,
he can do the outro.
I can. Yeah, you just sit up.
I'm not used to.
You just sit up. Listen, I want to thank our latest member here, Jazz 90.1, Daniel from Geneva, just pledged online. Daniel, thank you very much for your support. So Daniel's done his part. David's done his part. All of the folks that have called in the first hour have done their part. Now it is your turn. Please pick up the phone and make that call. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299 to support Soundbites. You can also pledge safely and securely online at jazz901.org. Coming up next hour, more shenanigans. More fun, more excitement. What's that phrase, when the dog's away, the cat plays, or something like that? Is that the phrase? Is it? All right, good talk, guys, as they're both back on their mobile devices over there. My goodness.
Hey, you're running the board!
966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Please make that call. Coming up next, more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Don't go away.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
You are listening to member-supported Jazz 90.1. I'm Rob Linton in for Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are here taking your calls, your pledges of support. Nick Francesco. Francesco out this week. He'll be back, though.
Mm-hmm. He'll be
thankfully,
back next week. Yeah.
Thankfully. And taking some pledges now.
Get back the show to normal.
Stop it.
He claims he knows how to run the board, too.
You know what, Dave? I have the button over here that'll shut you off.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what you usually say.
I go home early.
Hey, want to thank right now, taking a pledge from a good friend of ours, Dolores in Lima. She's pledging
a sweetie.
Right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much to Dolores. David as well from Bergen, who's pledged just a few minutes ago. Thank you so much. And if you've not yet pledged, now's a great time.
Yeah, really. We're getting so close. But you know what? We need you folks to, you know, not sit back. I know it's the holidays and you're busy getting stuff ready for Easter and everything else. But as we stress, you know, pledge drive after pledge drive. And I know it gets old for some folks, but it's through your support. On my Thursday night show, I DJ here on Thursday nights from 6 to 8, and I always tell folks, call in. Give me your requests, because we're on the air because of you folks. And that's why I take requests from folks, because it is your station. And I love playing music, but you know what? In the same token, we need you folks twice a year to turn around to keep this happening. You know, get up and pledge. Because it won't happen. I mean, it's very easy. We could go off the air. And folks think we're joking. No, Rob could sit there and put some other program in here, whether it's just canned in music, you know, from like the overnight stuff, because you folks don't seem interested.
There's some show that pays the station.
Yeah.
You know, we're volunteers here. We do this out of the goodness of our hearts, and we don't charge the station.
Well, that's what I think a lot of folks don't realize is most of the folks here, all the DJs at night, are all volunteers. And Nick, Steve, and I, we volunteer our time every Saturday. That's taking time out, you know, on a Saturday, where you folks are usually getting up and going out doing errands and everything else. We don't get into much because, you know what? I know for Steve and I and Nick, we usually get up, get ready for the show. I'm leaving the house usually by 11 or so because I got to get here and get things ready. And then we're here for 2 hours. By the time I get home or anything like that, it's usually 3, 3:30. So there's most of a Saturday shot.
3 or 3:30, you must drive slow.
No, it depends on whether I got other stops to make on the way home because I didn't have time to do it in the morning or I'm here doing the radio show.
And I still work at a retail store, so I have to get up early and open the store before I can come here.
Yeah, I mean, there's other things that we could be doing with our lives. But
so if we didn't have the show, I'd have to stay at the store all day, so thank you.
But I mean, it's our, you know, we dedicate this time slot for you folks and helping you. And twice a year, we ask you folks to, you know, step up to the plate and please pledge your support and show that you really appreciate what we do. Because like Rob was saying, you know, a computer repair isn't inexpensive. There's things that can go wrong, and they will. And this is one thing that we try to keep up for you folks. You know that you can call it, and 99% of the time, you will always get an answer right here and now. And we try to be as user-friendly as we can with you folks and get it solved. And you hear this week after week. I know you do if you're a regular listener. So we need you to pick up the phone to give us a call at 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge online at jazz901.org.
And of course, you can give us a call today with your computer questions as well. We are looking for pledges of support, but of course, we're here taking your calls and questions. And I say we, you guys, because I don't know anything about computers. I know how to turn it on, but it. And when it breaks, I bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Steve, last hour, I was talking a little bit. I'm on the fence about an Apple Watch.
Yep.
So, what's the deal?
You got to be able to tell time first, right?
So, wearables is sort of this new generic category of tiny computers that you wear. I have the Strive smartwatch that's a pedometer. And that was sort of the first big thing that a lot of people started wearing in this new fitness craze society that we're starting to see now, where you want that pedometer, you want to watch your steps. But since we're technological geeks, we want them to also do other things. So the first thing that most of these wearables do is notifications. So you get a text message or you get an email message. You don't have to pull your phone out of your pocket. You can just glance at your wrist. And we jokingly call that such a first world problem.
Right.
Dick Tracy.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, at what point did we get so whatever that we don't even want to take our phone out of our pocket?
Well, it saves you like 3 seconds.
That's
and every time you get it. So you could save a whole minute by the end of the day.
But
we're it is much, much more unobtrusive to just glance at your wrist. Especially when you're with someone or talking to someone, how rude it is to pull your phone out and start looking at it.
Thing.
But everyone else is doing it now too. So.
Yeah,
that's the thing. At dinner, rather than pulling your watch out and you know that kind of thing, you just glance.
You mean your phone and look at
or your phone? You look at your watch now.
Yeah,
but there's different size screens.
Then
that
could be rude too. Folks are thinking, "What, you on some time schedule?"
That's true. That's
so
true.
So notifications are a real big thing. And then the another part of wearables is the fitness and the health.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are pedometers. They'll watch your steps. Many of them will also do a heart rate monitor, and the Apple Watch is among them, so they can watch your heartbeat. It can watch you exercise. You can tell what kind of exercising you're doing, and it can keep track of that. And it can also help with your health data. We've also already seen third-party applications for monitoring blood glucose if you're diabetic, monitoring your heartbeat if you've got heart problems. And so we hear all kinds of stories all over the net that people love the watch because of this, and other people love the watch because of this or because of this. So it's not a one size fits all. And in fact, there are two sizes. There's the 38mm and the 42mm.
And it's the size of the screen, or no?
Basically, yes. It's the size of the watch itself.
Okay.
It's nominally men's and women's, but because women generally have a smaller wrist, men generally have a bigger wrist.
Right.
But I know a lot of women that love the 42 and some men that like
the 38. But it's like a $50 difference.
Yeah, that's the other big thing is the different different price.
Yeah, so, and then, if you're going to pay that much for a watch,
you might as well.
$50 isn't that much.
Well, what's interesting is when I was a kid, the $30 Casio chronograph that had a calculator on it was the height of technology, and we loved it. But in the watch world, $300 for a watch is nothing.
It's really not that
it's
much.
It's nothing. You're right. And that's the Apple Watch Sport. And then there's the Apple Watch, which is a higher class, and that starts at $400. And then there's the Apple Watch Edition that starts at $17,000, which is average price for something like a Rolex or a Tag Heuer.
That's too much time on their hands.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some of the super watch. And then the bands, as I mentioned earlier, the Hermès leather bands, it can be $1,000 just for the band.
Yeah.
For a cheap Hermès band.
So the folks that are buying these watches,
that is so wrong.
You see your emails pop up, you see your text messages pop up, all that kind of stuff. How's the battery life on these things? Because I'm hearing they're not that good.
That's always the big question. And what we're seeing is when you first get it, the battery doesn't last very long.
Right.
Because you're always looking at it and always doing stuff. Generally speaking, you get about a day out of it. And so we're sort of used to that now with our phones. At the end of the day, you plug it in to charge it. And same sort of thing with the phone. When end of the day, hopefully it lasts until you can go to bed and plug it in to charge it in bed. But generally we're seeing that's about it. And that's pretty much average. Once you get used to the novelty of it and aren't looking at it all the time and keeping the screen on all the time, because it's battery operated, it blacks out the screen when you're not looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something called the glance where it recognizes you lift your wrist up and it lights up the screen. You can see the time. Some of the glances you can have are what's my next meeting? What's my next email appointment? And so you don't have to go that deep into the watch interface to see what's coming up. And a lot of those glances are customizable.
Now, two questions. Number one, the power connection on it is one of the magnets, right? The magnet
power
connection?
Yes, it's a magnetic power connection.
Okay, so there's that. And also, are you guys selling a lot of these? Do you sell them at your shop?
We don't sell the watches ourselves, partly because we don't sell the iPhones in general. We don't like the way the cellular systems work. But the Apple Watch requires an Apple phone. The Samsung watch requires a Samsung phone. There are some generic Android watches that work with any Android phone, but we're seeing most of the manufacturers are tying their watch to their phone, which makes great business sense to them.
What was the reason that Apple decided to come down in cost? Were there a lot of people, were they finding that sales were sluggish? What was the deal?
Well, we don't really know. They never say things like that. But part of it is the initial cost of a product is often based on how much it costs to develop. So say it cost them $1 billion to develop it. Now, the first one is $1 billion, the second one is $50. So now that they've been manufacturing them for a year, they may have been able to mark down the development costs, and now they're more into the manufacturing costs. And by lowering the price, it does open them up to more of a market.
Yeah.
So the people who couldn't afford a 350 watch can now afford a $300 watch.
Now here's the deal, though: you have to have a certain iPhone, right? It doesn't work with it's iPhone 6 on up. Is that it, or was it 5?
5S, I believe.
5S on up will work with the Apple watches.
Yeah.
I'm on the
5 plain.
5 on up.
So that's 4 years ago.
I'm on the fence. I can't decide. I don't know.
And so one of the things
don't laugh at me, Dave. You've got some little trinkets and stuff too. You're a tech nerd.
Well, and Nick loves his Moto 360.
No watch.
Well, the job you have.
Yeah, that's the other thing. In the last few years, most people have gotten away from wearing a watch at all.
That's right.
Because the phone tells the time.
The one thing I miss, I'd love to get though, is a pocket watch again.
Yeah, Nick likes pocket watches too. Yeah, there are a few companies that do it.
My grandfather always had one.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he'd always pull out this gold pocket watch, open it up, and on the hour it used to chime.
They chimed? Those pocket watches chimed? Yep,
they can.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
The Apple Watch, I know for sure, but the other watches I'm assuming too, have replaceable bands. So you can buy the watch and then you can have your sport band. Plastic, and then you can get leather bands and metal bands. So you can get all kinds of different bands depending on you know, you're working out, you're going to a formal dinner, but you can also replace it with other types of bands. And there are chain bands, there are pocket watch bands you can get for them. And so once you get the watch, you know, women have known this for years. It's not, you know, not the dress, it's the shoes and the belt.
And the accessories.
Accessories.
All right. The number to call to make your pledge of support here on Soundbites is 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. We need you to make your calls and pledges of support. Of course, we're taking your computer questions as well. And we'll go now to Sal in Fairport. Sal, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Sal. I'm a member, but I wanted to give you some input on the Apple Watch because I've had one for quite a while.
Cool.
You're going to find the battery life is better than you think. At the end of the day, I still have about 30-35% battery sometimes, maybe 20% at the lowest I've seen. The glances, as Steve made mention to, is really useful because there are certain things that you're looking for and they can get to it quickly. And all the complications that show up on the face, like if you're looking at weather, before you step out, you look at the watch, it gives you the local weather.
Sal, what size do you have? I'm sorry, I was taking a call.
I have a 42 millimeter.
42. Is that where it's at, do you guys think? I mean, the smaller one,
well,
is
it
too small?
Well, it gives you the better battery life.
Well, it's because it's physically bigger. Yeah, because it's physically bigger, it has a physically bigger battery in it.
Right.
But 4 millimeters doesn't sound like much between the 38 and the 42.
It's just about right. It's about the same size as any other men's. Okay. Watch face. Huh. 38's a little small, and you're going to find that you're probably 10-15% difference in battery.
Now, do you find that you could, if you had to get rid of it now, you couldn't live without it? I mean, have you, you know what I mean? Has it made that big of a difference?
I do find that. It's interesting. You're used to it, and you can play around with the bands and have fun with that stuff. But, you know, sometimes you're in a meeting, and you're not supposed to have a phone in a meeting. It's just
rude. Yeah. You're in a conference call and you're playing Angry Birds.
But if you've got text coming in, you glance at it, you can see if it's urgent, you can step out and take care of it. If not, let it go.
Yep.
Okay.
I heard on a podcast once, they said, would you drive back home if you forgot to put it on that morning?
Yeah. You would.
Well, it's just like, would you turn back around and go home and pick up your phone if you left it at the house? I would.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's maybe not.
That point
nope.
Where the phone is necessary, but the watch makes it convenient.
Yeah.
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 No, okay. I've gone to work a couple times, left the phone sitting on my desk.
Yeah.
You know what?
On the 60 Minutes interview, Phil Schillers, who's Apple's president of marketing, he gave an interesting analogy that the watch is so you don't have to look at your phone as much.
Right,
and the phone is so you don't have to look at your tablet as much, and the tablet is so you don't have to look at your computer, your laptop as much, and your laptop is so you don't have to look at your desktop as much. So over the years, we've seen this where everyone used to have this giant desktop in their house.
Yeah.
And then you might get a laptop, too, for portability. And then over time, the laptops got powerful enough so you didn't need two computers. And now with tablets and phones being relatively inexpensive,
mm-hmm.
Everyone in the family can get one, and so you don't have to fight over the computer.
Yeah.
And what we call it sometimes is trickle-down Maconomics,
Maconomics.
Yeah, so dad gets a new iPad, and then mom gets the old one, and then the next kid gets her old one, and the next kid gets their old one. And
here's the crazy thing. If you have a Bluetooth earbud set, you put the phone away, you can control the off and on and play, yep, you know, play and pause on your watch.
Yeah, you don't so have to have the ear thing dangling out of your ear now.
No, and if you're running or doing or biking or something like that, you can certainly control that through your watch without having to pull out the phone to do it. And you don't have a cord to dangle around. It's a Bluetooth. Very convenient.
Yeah. No.
I think you should get one.
I'm on the fence. Yeah, I know. Everybody, there's a couple of DJs here that have them. Go, Rob, just buy it. Just get it.
Go get one. You won't look back after you get it.
And you can make an appointment at the store to go try them on.
That's
for a while before you punk down your money to buy it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's so many to choose from. Although I have heard that if you make an appointment for the gold ones, you know, the $20,000 ones,
you get two armed Pinkerton guards,
right? Yeah. And they take you to a back room, and
you'll be surprised. They won't try to upsell you to the stainless just because it's more expensive. If that's all you need, the aluminum sport one.
There you go. Fine.
Yep.
All right, Sal. Thanks so much for the call today. We appreciate it. You too.
There's always so there's always, you know, the latest gadget.
Yeah, little toys.
What's the latest new gadget?
Well, it's like
be?
Right now the new Samsung Galaxy
seven.
Now the seven, you know, because they say it's water resistant. Now that's where folks have to be careful, because they show this one commercial guy walking around the store pouring water and everything else on it. And we can talk about that more when we come back.
Well, and Dave, I would argue with you that if Droid came out with some sort of a watch.
There's some.
To work, well.
There are several.
There's some.
Okay, but
I don't believe it.
All right, you're listening to Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. I'm Rob Linton in for Nick Francesco, joined by Dave Enright and Steve Ray this week. We're taking your calls and pledges, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, and, of course, your computer questions, too. We'll be right back on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve, next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
And welcome back to Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And Nick Francesco is away this week. He'll be back coming up next weekend. We need you to pick up your phones right now or your mobile computing devices. I wonder if you could pledge from the Apple Watch. Too tiny? Ish.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
Trying to put your credit card number in that way. A lot of different ways you can pledge. Of course,
Apple Pay.
That's true. Can we do Apple Pay?
Yeah, you need a physical terminal.
You'd have to talk to the station manager. He might have some control on
it. Did you get too much sleep last night? Because you're awful porky today.
Hey, it's fun being on this side.
966 Jazz.
Wait a minute.
This we got to
explain
this.
Wham. Yeah. I mean, back in the day, I mean, this has been over 7 years that I've been able to sit here. Going back to our original story, when you asked us to come here, you said, only one problem. Dave, you got to run the board.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to stuff three of you in a small studio. We got to get another mic up. Okay, we can do this. And like I say, I've been on the other side, you know, sitting there answering the phones, running the board, and trying to participate in the conversation.
Well, I figured I'd give you a week off because at your age, you know, you gotta take a sit down every now and then. You know what
Wait
I mean?
Wait a minute. Look, in the 7 years, I've never used a chair. You come in once, and your butt's got to be parked in one of the big chairs, right. And poor Steve's here on a wedgie.
I'm sorry. All right, let's get back to the phones and
my
talk to...
My seat on my motorcycle has more room than...
Oh, my gosh.
Steve's seat.
You need to take a nap or something. Ed, Ithaca, New York.
I'm just getting wound up.
Ed, thanks for calling into Soundbites today. How are you?
It's fun to listen to you bicker.
It's like
this is the way it always was.
I want to listen to you. I listen to you by podcast, and I'm a member.
Oh,
thank you.
Now, I called you a couple weeks ago because I needed to get a new laptop, and I wasn't sure to get a 7 or a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, well, let us know what you did. So I ended up getting a used 7 that has 5 gig of RAM.
Okay.
And a AMD. And I upgraded it to 10,
yep.
to Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost me $75, so I thought it was worth a try.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple questions now that I'm on 10.
Mm-hmm.
First, I've heard about Classic Shell that you can use that will show you your old, present things as if it was a Windows 7 machine.
That was, wasn't that a Windows 8 thing to give you Windows 7?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, so you can't do it on 10.
Yeah, but mostly because Windows 10 is pretty much back to the original Windows 7 shell.
Yeah, it's there. It's except, got the start button
well,
there.
Well, except the start button now shows you that GUI touchscreen-ish type interface that Windows 8 had.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't like.
Yeah, well, at least it's better. It's a lot better than, you know, in trying to find things, you know, than the old Windows 8.
Okay. Well, according to ClassicShell.net, if that's the same company, it does have a Windows 10 version.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
You don't have any information on how good that is.
No.
Well, go over there and do some research and let us know.
Okay.
The machine's new, so you can't mess up too much.
Right.
You know, and you know, let us know. It'd be interesting to know. I don't, like I say, I still, you know, promoting that folks are, well, this month you're going to have to go to Windows 10. And that's what I'm wondering.
You have to go to Windows 10 this month?
Well, we're not exactly sure yet. They said last April that the Windows 10 upgrade would be free for a year. And the year is up.
Yeah, this April.
So does that mean, we don't know yet, does that mean you're going to have to pay for the upgrade to Windows 10? And we've been hearing in the last couple of weeks that Microsoft is sort of sneakily behind the scenes. Windows 10 was an optional upgrade in your auto Windows 7.
Now it's
and then it was a recommended upgrade. And if you don't do manual upgrading, Windows 10 gets installed automatically.
Well, we had
and so we're worried that eventually it's going to become a required upgrade.
Last week we had two people call in and say, "Wait a minute! They went to bed, their machine was on Windows 7. They woke up and it's out now on Windows 10. And they didn't do anything."
Well, yeah, because they left auto update turned on, and it automatically updated the recommended Windows 10.
And that's what it's doing. And like Steve was saying, you know, they still haven't said what they're going to do come the end of April.
The one thing they did say is that Windows 10, the Windows 10 upgrade would be free forever.
Right.
Which implies that the next version of Windows won't be.
But that's what we're afraid of.
Yeah.
And that's what we've heard a lot of folks saying, that they've seen it, and I've read it a few places too. Windows 10 upgrade.
Yeah.
So we don't get slammed like we did before. The upgrade is free. And that's what's, what I'm wondering also about big businesses. You know, these other companies and all that have turnkey software and everything else, you know, if they're going to be forced to go to Windows 10.
Well, I mean, here in the school district, we're on 7. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you're talking thousands of computers here.
Yeah.
And it took a long time for them to get 7 under control with all of the programs they use.
Yeah, and 7 was a rock-solid operating system. Windows 8 stunk. You know, and it was never good, and 90% of corporate America didn't go to that because it was a piece of junk.
Yeah, the biggest problem with Windows 8 is it was designed for a touchscreen, and hardly anyone had touchscreens.
Yeah, you're not leaning over your desk trying to touch a screen, and then that would be additional cost, too,
although
just getting a touchscreen.
What is interesting now is that we are so used to our phones and our tablets of touching them that we'll often see people, and I've done it myself, touch the computer screen because we're expecting to touch something on our tablet screen. But adding a touchscreen to the computer adds that much more cost to it.
And I just, it's going to be interesting this coming year to see what corporate America does, because 90% of them, like I said, backed right away from Windows 8. Didn't want any part of it because it was a whole different learning curve. Things were moved around. It wasn't very clear on how to do it. And anybody that's embedded with Windows, say, back from Windows 3.1.
It's actually July 29th. I think it was announced in April, but available in July. So July 29th is the one-year anniversary.
Well, hopefully they come out with answers soon to let people know what's going on once they hit July.
Yeah, for a year.
Did they change that, though?
Well, I have heard that they did change it officially to free forever. The upgrade is free forever.
Yeah.
So if you're buying a new machine, you're paying for the Windows 7, the Windows 10 license in it. If you build your own machine, you have to buy Windows 10 in a box, which is like $100 and some, whether you want home or premium or pro or mm-hmm. whatever. But yeah, so when the next version of Windows comes out, the expectation is
and
that
it's just going to be Windows.
It's just
Windows
called
10.
Windows. Yep. We'll probably call it Windows 11 because we have to call it something.
Yeah.
It will be an annual subscription, just like Microsoft Office can be now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you buy a new computer, you right now we're used to getting like a 90-day or 6-month subscription to the antivirus. So you're going to get a 1-year subscription to your Windows OS, and at the end of the year, you're going to have to pay again. And that is very frustrating. Although, in Microsoft's favor, their Office licensing, the Office 365, $100 a year gives you 5 computers, 5 phones, and 5 tablets. That's a heck of a deal.
And you know what?
For Google, a home user.
And Google Chrome is free.
Yeah.
Along with Google Docs, Google, you know, spreadsheets, Keep, which does a great list keeping, and you can also put that app on your phone, and Google Photos. Store all your Googles, 16 megapixels or less, up there for free, and I've got thousands.
Are you talking about on Google Drive?
Yeah, no, Google Photo.
Google Photo, yeah. I went into Google Drive last weekend after you guys were talking about it, and I'm struggling with it. I'm having problems.
Google Photo is better. On Google Drive, I only, you know.
Well, it's got Google Photo included. And the Google Drive
there's sort of two features. Google Drive.
You can put photos there.
You can put photos on it. Google Drive has a limited amount of space you're allowed. It's 15 gigabytes.
Is it 15 gigabytes?
Yeah, I paid $1.99 extra a month.
And what do you got now, 50 gigabytes? Yeah. Some ridiculous thing like that.
Yeah.
But for if you put your photos on it through Google Photos, photos below 16 megapixels don't count toward your limit.
Well, yeah, and I'm having a hard time with them not even showing up in my Google Drive folder.
They don't necessarily
show on Google. Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we've got just about a half hour left of the program. We're still looking for your calls and pledges of support here on Soundbites. Remember, at the end of the day, this show, this computer talk show, this basically live two-hour technical support opportunity is only here because of our members and people that step up to the plate with a pledge of support. If you've not yet pledged, now's a great time to do so. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. We'll go now to Paul in Brighton. Paul, thanks for the call today.
Yeah. I have a technical question, but first a comment on your last remarks. Okay, if you have, I think you said 5 computers, you could upgrade with Windows 10 to all those 5 computers for $100 a year. What about those people who only have one computer?
Well, that was Microsoft Office. But that's the worry, is that when Windows goes to a subscription, is it going to be per machine, or are you going to have multiple machines in the family? But dealing and building on the Microsoft Office subscription, I would expect it to be multiple computers in a family. Right. But for businesses, you're going to have to pay for every single computer you put it on.
But some families do have just one computer. $100 a year for Office, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. So that and for that one computer, you can easily use Google Docs or LibreOffice or... you can even use Microsoft Office Online for free if you store your files on the SkyDrive. So there are ways around paying for Microsoft Office. And for most people, you don't need to write a lot of stuff anymore. It's all email that comes in your email program.
Well, it depends.
But yeah, it depends. So yeah, so there are free word processors and free online services as well. But that, you know, $100 a year for the operating system is probably, and if we don't know for sure,
a guess. Don't quote us.
That can be expensive for a person, especially
a family of 5 or 6.
Especially when you can buy a cheap Windows computer for $300 or $400. So that's when you get the Chromebook for $200 or $300, and that's everything. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying either Linux is going to take over for the desktops and that type of stuff, and folks for laptops are going to Chrome. It does everything. I mean, like I say, my Chromebook, I can do anything and everything. I can check my banking. I can surf the web. Mm-hmm. I can create documents. And again, they're stored up in Google Docs. You can always download a document from, say, Google Docs and convert it to a Word format or Word Perfect, whatever you want. But most of it, RTFs, is rich text format, and that's, you know, comparable across all fields. Any program can usually read rich text format.
And it's the change that people are most worried about and most upset with, that, you know, I know how to use, you know, this program. I don't want to change.
I'm familiar with the features in this one.
That's why we still run into a lot of people that are using Office 2007 or 2008. Mm-hmm. And when they find out that won't work on their brand new, you know, Windows 10 computer, they have to choose something new, that's very frustrating for them. So you have to remember that when you're buying a new computer, is you may have to buy new software too.
I have a very quick technical question, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
I find I have a laptop and a desktop computer, and I'm getting frequent intervals where there's a lot of disk thrashing going on, and is there any way to find out what's going on? What is actually, if I go into you know, what's it called?
There's a task manager.
A task manager. Mm-hmm. I don't see very much there happening. I'd like to know what's going on in terms of what's accessing the disk so intensively during those periods. It's not backup. I do have a backup utility, but mm-hmm. I know it's not that.
In the task manager, there's another tab called processes. Yeah. And that,
so many that come up.
And they're all cryptic, and you have no idea what any of them
exactly.
mean. A lot of times what you end up doing is Googling what each process is and finding out what it is.
Yeah.
But many times it's sort of a combination of everything. There's an indexing utility that indexes the files on your hard drive so that when you search for a file, it can find it. The background updates for all the different programs may be running and checking for updates. The mail download can be checking for updates.
And just your key, waiting for you to put input from your keyboard.
It can also mean that your hard drive itself is wearing out, and it's having trouble reading a file and has to read it and read it and read it until it gets it again. Usually you'll find the computer getting really slow because of that. So we've all also seen lately a lot of computers don't have a drive light anymore. In the earlier days, there was a light that blinked at you when your drive was being used. And now you have to actually just hear it behind the scenes running. Or your fan will ramp up because the hard drive is working and getting hot. I'm Googling around to see if there are a couple of utilities that claim to be able to tell what's accessing your hard drive. And unfortunately, I can't get to the website at the moment. It's stalling on me. But there are utilities that will try to give you a better idea of what program is actually accessing your drive.
I want to thank Paul for calling in today. Of course, you can refer to soundbites.org, and I know Steve will post whatever information he might find on that on the web. Right, Steve?
Yep.
Is that how it works? Okay. 966-JAZZ, 966
Something is accessing my hard drive.
Something like that.
We have just about 20 minutes left in the program. We need these phones to ring with pledges of support to keep Soundbites and other great programs on the air here. You've heard the past couple of people calling in with questions. What does that support mean for you? Please make that call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or you can pledge safely and securely online at jazz901.org. Coming up more with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and me, Rob Linton, here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Please make that call.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
And you are listening to Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. I'm Rob Linton in for Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
What were you waiting for?
Yeah, we're listening to The Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About time we got it's some kinda decent music.
Jeez. All right,
very
listen.
Professional here.
Listen, we got to go back to the phones. We've got Ed calling back with some follow-up questions. Ed, thanks so much for holding. What can we help you with?
Hi. Yeah, so I've got the Windows 10 now, and I have two questions that I'm trying to get used to things. One is Edge, which I'm using Internet Explorer on. How do I get toolbars to show on that? I can't figure out how to get it, the toolbars menu.
My first guess is you don't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's ask Google. You're not using Dave. You're not using Windows 10 at all, are you?
Yeah. No, I've got it on one machine.
I've played with it a little bit.
Yeah. I'm using Chrome though, as far as a browser, and you know, again, I just put it on another machine to see how it would convert from Windows 7 to Windows 10. And be honest with you, I haven't played around with it too much.
Several people are asking the same thing on how to get toolbars back on. There's a little ellipsis on the far right corner.
Yep.
Click on that and go to Settings, Advanced Settings.
Yeah, I did that, I believe.
And it should be in there somewhere. It's kind of related to with laptop screens.
Yeah.
By cutting out on all these extra toolbars and extra button bars, you get more of the website on a small laptop screen.
Yep. They're trying to give you more real estate there.
There should be one called Show Favorites Bar.
I don't see it.
And that will show you the favorites. That shows you the favorites bar. I don't know if that's the toolbars you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've got the. I think I have the favorites bar. Yeah. Okay, well, let me move on to my second question.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's 13 pages on Microsoft.
Is there a way to move passwords from
one computer to another?
No.
Able to move bookmarks. I haven't tried Pattern.
No.
What password management program are you using?
It's in Firefox.
Yes. That's part of your profile, I think. Firefox profile.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to go over to Windows 10 that easily.
The same version of Firefox, maybe. Move passwords to a new computer. How do I migrate my saved passwords? So there is a link at Mozilla.
There claim that you can do it, but I've not heard folks with great success on it.
There are two files in your profile, SQL databases that store your passwords. So there is a way to do that. You can copy the file manually, or you can copy your entire profile folder from one computer to the other one.
Okay. The same way I copied the bookmarks?
Right.
Yeah. I'd be interested, because I've talked to a couple folks, and it didn't work. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'd be interested, because I haven't tried doing it yet. Because, one, I don't like storing a lot of passwords on my computer anyways. You know, just a little paranoid that way.
Yeah, if you do something like that, you kind of want to turn on the master password so that you need a password to get to your other passwords.
Yeah.
So you don't want someone sitting down at your computer and looking up all your passwords.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ed, thank you very much. We do have to move on to the next caller. We appreciate you calling in today. And hey, guys, I've got a couple folks to thank.
All right.
Thanks so much to Gary in Rochester, who's a renewing member. Thank you very much, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
James in Lima. Thank you very much. And Stephen in Rochester. Thank you very much for your pledges of support, too.
Hey, again, all those folks taking the time to pick up the phones and giving us a call at 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, which I've seen Rob go out a number of times out to the printer, folks that have been pledging online
Absolutely.
At jazz901.org. It's safe. It's secure. You don't have to worry about us getting any passwords or anything else like that. The most we'll do is turn around and email you and thank you very much.
That's right. We've got just about 10-ish minutes left in the program, and we'd love to get some more calls and pledges, because after all, it is because of our listeners who become members that Soundbites is able to be on the air in Rochester.
Yeah, and one thing folks got to remember, though, going to Windows 10, you know, yeah, it's a scary move, and it's going to work right with your machine and all this other stuff. You got to do your homework.
Check with your vendor, the company that made the computer.
Just like that laptop, the lady right. with the laptop. You
and,
know?
In fact, in general, do your updates before you do anything major,
yeah.
you know, like upgrade the OS.
That there's going to be, you know, up and check the software. Some of the software, you know, I've had folks sit there and say, well, yeah, it'll run on my machine. And I say, did you check all the software? And they go back and they check it. Well, this one's not ready for it. Then you don't want it. If you can do without that software until they get around to doing the update for Windows 10, then yeah, go for it.
There's a couple of programs on my machine I'm really scared, and I got to do my homework too. Yep. I mean, I still use, don't laugh at me, I still use Microsoft Money for
Which
my checkbook.
Was discontinued
like
10 years ago.
Yeah. And I guarantee it's not going to work with 10. I mean, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. Probably not.
You know what I mean? But it's just those old programs that you hold on to that you don't want to let go. You
even,
know?
Even sometimes programs that still exist. We run into problems a lot with Quicken. If you're running an old version of Quicken, you know, 2007, mm-hmm. 2008, 2009, it may not work. You know, current version is, you know, 2016.
16,
I think.
Yeah. I just went from 10 to 16.
Yeah. And one of the ironies is that you have to upgrade the operating system before you can upgrade the software, mm-hmm. but you can't upgrade your data file until you have the new software, but you can't run the old software to export your data file.
Yeah.
So right. it can be a pain.
Well, we are taking your calls and pledges of support here at Jazz 90.1. We have Steve in Greece next on the line. Steve, thanks so much for calling. How can we help you today?
I have a couple questions, and they're probably stupid, and compatibility mode in Windows 10 is actually very good. I'm running an XP program, and it's working fine using compatibility mode. Now, a couple years ago, I audited a course at MCC. While I was there as a student, I purchased a Windows 8 operating system. I haven't used it. 2 years from now, if I find a use for that, install it, will it upgrade to Windows 10?
No. Okay. You first have to upgrade to 8.1, and then Well, at current, well, okay, yeah. We don't know is the short answer.
Yeah.
But the Windows 10 free upgrade is only available to Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 users. And so from Windows 8, you can probably be able to update to 8.1. But then Windows 10 may not be free anymore.
Assuming they're still doing it,
you should be able to upgrade to Windows 10 from there. But it needs to be at 8.1 first.
And on the Office 5 licenses for $100,
yep.
There is really no reason I can't use the license for two people in my family and sell the other three to my next-door neighbor for $60.
Except that's a violation of the terms of contract, and they could sue you for breaking contract law.
Oh. And we do not advocate that here.
They probably won't, but they could.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was, but I was thinking, well, I'm not using those three. Let my neighbor have them.
Yeah, it's specifically licensed for people in the same household. So we're never sure if that means the kids at college are eligible or your kids that have their own apartment.
And who really
are not
polices
eligible.
That kind of stuff? Do they
Nobody.
Police it? Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, that's yeah. the thing. Yeah. So it's a chance you have to take, but chances mm-hmm. are nobody's going to get you.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we do not advocate that here at Jazz 901.
That is correct. I was not advised.
I've seen people doing that on eBay. They're selling their leftover Office license, leftover Netflix licenses. And Netflix gives you two or three users in the house.
That's asking for problems, yeah. though. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. That's asking for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I did renew my membership. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you keep going, guys. I hope you do very well.
Thank you very much, Steve. We appreciate
well,
it.
Well, people like you, Steve.
I do. Right. Yeah. And I do have to say right now, go Team 578, Fairport Red Raiders. They are competing right now in quarterfinal match 3.
Your son's in that, right?
My son is competing. His team is competing. Down at RIT, the First Robotics organization is running. We've been watching the finals match all weekend. So, you know, go Matthew and the rest of Team 578.
Cool.
What was weird, there's a lot of local high schools in the local match, and my old alma mater, Churchill, was playing yesterday. And then my boss's kids went to Honey Falls, and they were playing. And it's
that's
neat.
Really cool. That's yeah. a neat event yep. that they do at RIT every year. And shifting from one thing to another, I was just thinking about this really quick, because I look over on our little monitor here that shows how many people are listening online.
Yep.
One of the things we always say on the Jazz side of things, and it's really important to say here too, that service, that streaming service that we offer, is an expensive service. So if you're listening right now on the Jazz 90.1.
We usually max it out here at Soundbites.
You do. You're the only show that maxes it out. Yep. And it's a very expensive program. So if you're one of the many, many, many people that are listening right now on the Jazz 90.1 web stream, either via our website or app, please consider supporting it. That's a cost. That is a yeah. big cost that we incur just to be able to provide our programming to people who are outside of the listening area.
Yeah, and the folks that do even go to our podcast, you know, we don't want
you
folks. You
guys pay for that too.
Yep. You know, you guys got to step up to the plate too. You know, granted, you're not listening to it live, but if you're deriving benefit from those podcasts, you got to actually consider going online at jazz901.org and pledging your support, too,
because
you're getting a lot of free information there, too.
Make sure you put sound bites in the notes field.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, right now we're looking at 93 people that are tuned in, and, you know, that's huge. That's a lot of streams going out that we uh-huh. pay for, uh-huh. again, just to make sure that we can bring our information and, of course, the jazz and blues and everything else we have here
yep.
to our listeners. So if you enjoy us on the radio, online, please make this call today and pledge whatever level is comfortable for you. The number is 966-5299.
Toll free 1-800-790-0415 and jazz901.org if you want to do it online and securely.
And, you know, I'll tell you, with being literally America's longest running computer talk show, you listen to some of the other shows out there. And what's interesting to me, they will remain nameless, but I've listened to these shows before. I don't think these people know what they're talking about.
Well, that's the thing. You know, and a lot of them have the staff that go out and research answers. So they don't get the answers. You know, quite often they'll call you and say, well, what's your question? And then we'll call you back on what such and such day and answer your question. Meanwhile, they got a whole team doing research to answer that question. Nick, Steve, and I do it here without a net.
And you guys are local. Yep. You are rooted locally in Rochester. Mm-hmm. Between the three of you, you all have forgotten more than most people know about computers.
Oh, you've got 100 years of computer experience. That's a queen of three of us.
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 80.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, guys, thanks so much. It's been a lot of fun coming in with you today. I appreciate it. Nick Francesco will be back next week. And we need you to pick up the phone, even though the program is ending for today. We need you to pick up the phone and make that call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Or you can pledge online at jazz901.org. Show us you love us. Show us you love Dave and Steve and Nick and all of us here. Coming up next, the German radio program. That's on until 4 o'clock today. The Great Jazz fires up after that. And beginning at 7 o'clock tonight, too, electronic and fusion music. And just a great weekend of music. We'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter from all of us here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.